Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Zvachim Kuf Yud Tes, Zvachim 119, pagination is 237. We'll start about a quarter of the way up on Amud Aleph. The first words on the line are Derebi Yehuda, and then you'll see the two dots. Ba'uli Yerushalayim, once they came to Yerushalayim and established the Beis HaMikdash, Bamos, that's private altars, were forbidden. So the Gemara quotes the statement that we've been working with until now, Tanu Rabbanan, we learned, Kilovosem ad ata, because you have not come up until this time, Moshe says, El hamenucha ve'el hanachala, to the resting and to the inheritance. Menucha zu shilo, resting, that refers to Shiloh, which was built once they finished the conquering and division of the land. Nachala zu Yerushalayim, inheritance, that infers an ongoing stable environment. Zu Yerushalayim, that is Yerushalayim. Just by the way, the word nachal and nachala are related. I believe it's a statement from Rav Hirsch that a nachal, being a stream, a river, flows. And nachala, likewise, is an expression of what happens quite naturally when the person of the earlier generation passes away. What happens? It flows. His legacy, his property, etc., flows. That's nachala, inheritance. So this was our working model in understanding Bamos, and we explained, I believe it was yesterday, the Meiri's approach of any time that the Beis HaMikdash or the Mishkan would not have the Aron together with the Mizbeach, there would be a Heter Bamos. Of course, once it became the Beis HaMikdash, it became Yerushalayim, so then it was permanently forbidden. As we understood it, the Bamos became off limits. We discussed that in the Midbar, there was the Mishkan. In Gilgal, there was the Mishkan. Then in Shiloh, then Nov and Givon, often referred to in the same phrase because it was the same time period, just that there was a catastrophe. The Kohanim of Nov were killed out, so they had to move the Mishkan. And I believe we mentioned that Shmuel established, or I should say re-established, the Mishkan when they transferred to Givon. The wording of the Rambam in the beginning of Beis HaBechira is that the Mishkan moved to Givon kishemes Shmuel. When Shmuel died, it moved to Givon. That's the wording of the Rambam, which would indicate that Shmuel was not the one who established the Mishkan in Givon. Presumably there was a Navi, but wasn't necessarily Shmuel. Our comment was based on the Yalkut Shimoni Kuf Lamed Tes, which indicates that Shmuel is the one who reestablished the Mishkan in Givon. And then moving forward, of course, the Beis HaMikdash, the first and the second in Yerushalayim, once the Beis HaMikdash was established, the Bamos were forbidden. That, again, is the basic approach that we've been working with. If you look towards the bottom of the page, three lines up, Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael, the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Yishmael, taught as follows, Zu Vizu Shilo. When it says Menucha and it says Nachala, both of them are referring to Shiloh. Rashi tells us, even though in the time of Shiloh, bamos were forbidden, yesh heter basra, there is a heter bamos after that, the kedush, the kosova, because he holds, kedusha rishona kitcha l'shaita v'lo kitcha l'asad lavo, the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael is that it was a holiness designated at its time and did not have a permanent nature to it. Uva kedushas Yerushalayim gufos sevira lei, and even by the kedusha of Yerushalayim, the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael is that yesh heter, yesh achareo heter, there's permitted bamos afterwards, which would explain what is otherwise a seemingly far-fetched opinion, shamati shemakriven beveis chanyo bezmanazet, that it's possible to have a bama in our time. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael. Again, it's not considered the mainstream approach, not the way the Rambam, for example, paskins, but it would explain, if you have a statement in the Gemara, an opinion, whose opinion is it? That's the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael. Continuing in the Gemara, one line up, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochi Omer, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai says, Zu v'zu Yerushalayim. Menucha and Nachalo refer to Yerushalayim. And at the time preceding Yerushalayim, there was no Isser Bamos. So again, according to Rabbi Yishmael, in the time of Shiloh, bamos were forbidden. And of course, during the time of Yerushalayim itself, bamos were forbidden from a different pasuk. And according to Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, the Isser bamos did not start until Yerushalayim. Now, this opinion of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai that the Isser bamos did not start until Yerushalayim has enormous ramification in understanding a story in Navi. If you'll turn to Amud Beis, it's about 12 lines from the top. The word Bishloma, followed by the abbreviation Lamanda Omar, towards the end of a line. Bishloma Lamanda Omar Zuvazu Yerushalayim. I understand well, according to the opinion, that the Isser Bamos that's referred to, Lovosim Menuchav Nachala, is referring to Yerushalayim. Avo Shiloh avasharya bamos, but in the time of Shiloh, bamos were permitted. Hainu dichsiv, you can then understand well, vayikach manoach es kedi ha'izim ve'es ha'mincha vayala latzur la'ashem. We have a story that when the person Manoach, who's the father of Shimshon, got the information that his wife would give birth to this child that would be a special child. So he brought a karbon, and he's in the time of Shiloh, Rashi says. How could he bring a karbon? That's a bama. He's out of the area designated as the Mishkan. So the Gemara says, Bishlama, I understand it well, according to the opinion that there was no Isser Bamos during that time of the Mishkan in Eretz Yisrael until they got to Yerushalayim. Ela lamanda omar zu v'zu Shiloh. But if you follow the other opinions, that in the time of Shiloh it was forbidden, ubamos hava asiron, mai vayikach Manoach. How could Manoach bring a karban out of the Mishkan? And the Gemara answers, indeed, ha-ro'ash sha'a ha'isa, it was a special, exceptional ruling. I mentioned the famous exception of Eliyahu and Har HaKarmel, and this would be a similar exception that, however he was guided, he understood that that directive is indeed supposed to be acted upon to bring a korban, LaHashem Ta'alena, and so he brought the karbon, but it was not because bamos are permitted during that time, according to the opinion that says during Shiloh bamos were forbidden, you would have to explain it to Rasha Haisa. It's a statement based on a Navi, on a Gadol Hador, a person who says that this is an unusual ruling to get us through a specific time. And the Navi says, as long as it's not to serve Avodah Zorah, such a statement from a Navi would be accepted. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.